Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. For Thursday, September 16th, 2021, we're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best in the world. If you got a chance to go to the best dentist in the world, why wouldn't you? Give him a call, 317-849-2933. How do I know he's the best in the world? Because I've been a patient there the last 28 years. Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's talk about sports, the Indianapolis Colts. Under Frank Reich, they've never won a season opener. Under Frank Reich, they have never lost a game two in any of his three seasons. This is the fourth year that that strange thing could happen, and it really should. Let's face it, the Colts are a much better team than the Los Angeles Rams. No, they're not. But you know what? On any given Sunday, you can be. Once you think you've got the NFL figured out, the NFL proves to you you don't. Here are some numbers that may or may not back up the fact that the Colts have got a hell of a chance this weekend to put a beat down on Aaron Donald, on Matthew Stafford, on all these guys who play for the Los Angeles Rams. Johnny Hecker, for the love of God. All right, yards per attempt last weekend for the Rams, 12.3 yards per attempt. All right, we know Cooper Kupp's good. We know Robert Woods is good. We know the Jefferson kid's good. All right, we know Stafford's good, but nobody is that good. Nobody's 12.3 yards per attempt good. Good morning, David. 8.9 yards per attempt led the NFL last year. So what the Rams did against the Bears last weekend was huge. It cannot be sustained. There's got to be a regression to the mean. That's going to happen this weekend at Lucas Oil Stadium, I hope. Good day, Glenn. The Colts, now they were 10th last year in the NFL at 7.6 yards per attempt. Last week, they were 23rd at 6.6. So they're due to a progression to the mean. A better day throwing the football and running the football. I think they got a chance to get some stuff done. David Montgomery last weekend ran for 108 yards. The secondary, yes, David. Secondary's got to step up. So's the defensive front. You've got to get pressure on Matthew Stafford. He is really, really smart. He has torn the Colts apart several times as he's played against the Colts as a member of the Detroit Lions. The Colts, they got to get going. They know they got to get going. Frank Reich appears to be a guy who's not terribly good at in a game one situation saying, we're not very good at this, so we need to get better. He's not a very good self-diagnostics guy before they play. But once they play, I think that this is a team that figures out what it does well, what it doesn't do well. They maximize their strengths, minimize their weaknesses, and that is the thing that tends to carry the day in the NFL. If you can maximize your strengths, have your strengths match up with the weaknesses of your opponent, and vice versa, have your weaknesses subverted, right? You got a chance to be successful in the NFL, and that's kind of what Frank Reich has done. You asked about injuries. Here's the deal about injuries, all right? Braden Smith, Darius Leonard, Quentin Nelson, and Xavier Rhodes did not practice yesterday. That doesn't mean that Quentin Nelson and Darius Leonard aren't going to play. This is the same thing. Whining? Who's whining? Quentin, did the same thing last week, didn't practice Wednesday, so did Darius. So those guys are both going to go this weekend. Braden Smith, we don't know about at right tackle. And Xavier Rhodes is supposed to get some run today or tomorrow for the Colts. Hopefully he's good to go. Eric Fisher was limited yesterday. I think that he, I couldn't comment on your Facebook. Oh, okay, no go, Comcast. All right, Fisher with the Achilles spoke like a guy who believes he's going to play this Sunday. Frank Reich, you know what? Very tepid in his appraisal of Eric Fisher's eligibility or availability this weekend. Al-Kadeen Muhammad was limited with an ankle. Kwity Paye, limited with a hamstring. Kamoko Touré, limited with a groin. Kamoko didn't go last Sunday. Kwity, you got to have Kwity on the field. My God almighty, the NFL's got to do something about the spate of injuries, right? If this many people are going to get injured during the course of a season, what the hell is the point? You put together these rosters and nobody can sustain themselves through the 16 games. Can they put Big Q at left tackle and plug somebody in at guard? You know what? I've talked about this the entire offseason. Quentin Nelson is going to be paid too much money as a left guard. As a left tackle, you can get away with paying a guy that kind of jack. All right? Go back to grass-only fields. I don't know whether that's the thing. I don't think there's any science that really kind of backs that up. Anyway, if you slide Quentin Nelson to left tackle, and he's the long-term guy, if a good left tackle is more beneficial than a great left guard, you go through the annals of NFL history and you show me a team where the left guard was the best player on the roster and they won a championship, and you know what? I'll buy you a steak. It doesn't exist. There have been a number, and not a great number, of Hall of Fame guards. Very few who were drafted after about 1985 won a championship. In fact, I think there's one. All right? So Hall of Fame guards do not get you over the hump. Hall of Fame tackles, that's a different story. Quentin Nelson, as a Hall of Fame guard, I think at some point becomes a financial burden rather than an on-field asset. Run the damn ball. You don't win by running the ball. You can't win at 4.5 yards per play. Passing, if you can get 8 yards per play, you got a chance to win a championship. Running the football as your primary offensive option is not that's not a strategy for success. It's just not. This isn't 1962 anymore. This isn't 19. Look, you know what? It's not the 1900s at all. You have got to throw the football. After they changed the rules in the mid-2000s, you had to start throwing the football. That's why the Colts got really, really good. They were sold out to throw. Patriots, sold out to throw. The teams that adapted quickly to what the new rules allowed from a throwing offense, those teams succeeded quickly. And the teams that didn't evolve quickly, they're stuck in the mud. And they're still stuck in the mud, some of them. You try to run more than 45% of the time in the NFL, that's a death warrant. You got no chance to win. Last year, the Bucs 66% as a championship team. So anyway, the Colts yards per play 17th or 26th. You know what? I'm not even going to get into it. So the statistics don't matter. You show up on Sunday, you ball out, and off you go. Maybe we'll get into the stats a little bit later. One nice thing, Peyton Manning and Edge, they're going to be back this weekend. That is a good thing. They're going to get their Hall of Fame rings at halftime. Anytime Peyton Manning comes back to the stadium that he built, I dig it. Without Peyton Manning, this Colts team is in Los Angeles. That's a fact. Indiana football, they got a huge game this weekend against the Cincinnati Bearcats. Cincinnati, a top 10 team in college football. Indiana opened the season as, you know, the 17th ranked team? Not anymore. They got their ass beat at Iowa 34-6. And so they got a chance at some redemption this weekend. Sellout crowd Bloomington. They're going to open the doors a half hour early so you can get in at 10 o'clock. That's to try to alleviate the lines of people trying to get in. And they're going to open the parking lots at 7 o'clock this Saturday morning. And that is designed to alleviate some of the traffic and kind of spread it out over a longer period of time as people truck south down what used to be State Road 37, and I guess still is in some parts. This is a mess. It's just terrible, right? Peyton and Ed should start on Sunday. Yeah, I don't think that'd be a bad idea, to tell you the truth. If you could somehow get, like, Peyton's brain into Carson's head, I think he'd have something for the Colts. And Edge, as a running back, I still think that Edge could get you 110 on Sunday. I don't know. If you're going to go down to Bloomington, taking 37 is crazy. 67 is kind of crazy. 135 is crazy. 65 to 46 is crazy. How you choose to get there is up to you. Getting down to Bloomington, this is like the bad dream that will not end. How the hell does it take this long to build a road? It's been more than 10 years. Fred Glass, when he was the athletic director at Indiana, never, not one Saturday, driving from Indianapolis to Bloomington, did he not have to worry about construction. Not one time. He took that job in what, like 2009? For God's sake. It's never happened. Finish the road. What are we doing? Noah Clowney still deciding what he wants to do. The high school kid from South Carolina, class of 22, ranked right around 100th, 6'9", guy who can shoot it a little bit. The entire Indiana basketball staff yesterday visited Louisville Male High School and took a look at Caleb Glenn. He's 6'6", a wing, ranked 40-ish in the class of 2023. Tough part with recruiting is you don't know how many guys you're going to have. With the COVID exception years, right, and the transfer portal being what it is, you have no idea. Take the red line down to Bloomington. Yeah, take the red line. What are we doing? How is this? What problem did that solve? Let's find solutions to problems that don't exist. This is all municipal governments do. You've got children being slaughtered in the streets of Indianapolis, and you worry about red lines and cultural trails. Are you psychotic? Let's stop the murders. Joe Hogg said, please. Good heavens. So we'll see what Caleb Glenn does. We'll see what Indiana does. We really, like I said, have no idea how many scholarships are going to be available in the class, this upcoming class, much less the class of 2023. You've got to get out ahead of it, and you got to get commitments, and you've got to hope that the numbers all work out. You've got 13 scholarships to give. You do your best. You know what? It should be basic math. It's not. Mike Woodson, Thad Matta, Dane Fife, Kenya Hunter, everybody on the staff down in Bloomington, they're going to have to figure all this stuff out. I can't do it. You know, 13 minus 12 minus 11 2 plus 2. Hey, yeah. All right, let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this beautiful Thursday morning. My God, take the day off and play golf. Could you? Would you? Do something. Enjoy your life. You didn't pick the game tonight. I don't care who wins this game tonight. That's why I didn't pick it. Giants and the Washington football team mean nothing to me. I will not watch this game. I have no interest in this game at all. So I'm sorry. I just don't care. Does that make me a bad person? I don't think so. Ask Peyton if you need to run to win. You don't. You need to throw. That's what you need to do. Running the football is not a bad thing. I'm not saying that you throw it 100% of the time. Running the football is a good thing. And if you can get to 7-6 or 2nd-and-6 with a run, that's a positive. However, basing your offense on running the football and throwing as your change of pace is death. You cannot run the football more than 45% of the time, or you have no chance to win. Zero. Against any defense, you've got to be able to throw the football. You have to be able to spread the field, and you have to be able to get chunk plays periodically, or you cannot win. That is a fact. Tony Perkins, Bessann Hutusky, happy birthday. Will Braun, Brandy Schrader, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. How about the Cubs? Cubs kind of rolling a little bit. We got the party lights on to celebrate the recent Cubs spate of success. Nice. We'll talk to you a little bit later today inside Indiana Sports Now. You need good running backs to win in fantasy football. That is absolutely true. The Orb, you know what? The Orb doesn't care about the game, I don't think. Who am I to say? We can ask the Orb. You want to hear from the Orb? We'll hear from the Orb. Here's the Orb. And we got this guy down here who is going to periodically pick games. That guy is going to help us. Here's the Orb of Wisdom. Oh, Orb of Wisdom, we've got a big Thursday night football game tonight. People want to know who you picked to win this thing. Who is it? I don't care less. I heard what you had to say, and I couldn't agree more. This is a terrible game. I'm not going to watch. I have no interest. I'm not going to pick this game. The Orb has spoken. There you go. There's the Orb. The Orb doesn't like the game. I don't like the game. I'm not watching a game. Thursday night football is not something I pay attention to unless the combatants are of interest to me. We will talk to you a little bit later today.